through dance, through song, through the shadow skit. How Mary hears the angel say these words to her, that she shall conceive by the Holy Spirit, and she shall bear a child, and you shall give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. That's what the word Jesus, the name Jesus, means. He will save us from our sins. I know that it's not popular in our culture today to talk about sin. None of us like to think of ourselves as sinners. But the Scripture tells us very clearly that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We fall short of His commands and His desire for us. And we indeed are in need of salvation. And so Jesus comes as a babe in the manger to be the Savior of the world. But that isn't the end of the story. It's really just the beginning. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. This Word grew. And we're told that when He became 30, He began His public ministry. And He taught over and over again as He taught people and showed them love. Showed them the love of God the Father. He continually said to them, I have come to do the will of my Father in heaven. And the will of my Father is that I will go to the cross and I will die for the sins of the world. Many of us are familiar with the scripture from John chapter 3, verse 16 that says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so Jesus, the Son of God, came so that we could have eternal life. We could be forgiven. We could start anew and afresh and have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. And so Jesus went to the cross. As was depicted, the soldiers took him. They beat him. He took the stripes that you and I deserve, and then they nailed him to a cross. So Christmas is not just about a cradle, a babe in the manger. It's also about a cross where the Savior died. But then we also saw the glorious event that Jesus Christ was raised for our justification. This is that's a pretty impressive a set of stones. I didn't know they were going to have that. That is fantastic. And I don't know how Ryan, who played Jesus, disappeared so quickly. I just turned away and he was gone. Maybe it happened like that for you. And similarly, on the third day, Jesus Christ rose from the grave. A month ago, Brenda and I and a number of people here in this church were able to go to Israel. And we were able to go to two places that they think the tomb of Jesus is at. One is the Church of the Sepulchre, but more likely is what's called the Garden Tomb. And we were able not only to go and see the Garden Tomb, but we were able to step into that Garden Tomb that they believe is the tomb that Jesus was laid in. And when we stepped into that tomb, you know what we found? Nothing. It was empty. Now, it may not have been the exact tomb, but one just like it. It meets all the criteria, but there's no body. Over and over again, skeptics through the centuries, through the millennia, have tried to disprove the resurrection. They've tried to find the body of Jesus, and they cannot, because the stone was rolled away, and Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Why did he rise? Because God accepted the payment of his death for my sin and for your sin. He provided the way, he provided the payment, he provided the penalty for each one of us. Over and over again, Jesus has said, I have not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom. And so Jesus gave his life. At the end of his ministry, when Jesus appeared again to his disciples and he prepared them because he was leaving. He was going back to his Father. He had come from his Father, from heaven, and he was going back. And he said to his disciples, I'm leaving. And they were very sad. And he says to them, it's better for you that I go away. You don't understand right now, but you will. He said, if I leave, I'm going to give you my Spirit. I will send my Spirit who will live in you. Jesus, the physical man, could not live in every one of us, but by his Spirit, he can come in to all those who believe, all those who put their faith in him. And he can live in us. We know him as a reality in our life. It's not just a story. It's about a Savior who lives and dwells with us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I wonder tonight, in a congregation this size, are there those here that perhaps have never put their faith in Christ? And I would encourage you, challenge you, tonight could be a special night for you when you begin a journey, begin a walk, begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. I believe he is here by his Spirit. I believe that he desires to know each one of us personally in our lives, not just as a story. So my question to you is, do you know just the story or do you know the risen Savior? Do you know him as a reality in your life? I can't convince you, but I believe there is one that by the power of the Spirit can convince each of us of his reality, of his risen life, and that he can minister and live in each one of us. So, again, I ask, do you know just the story or do you know the Savior? Have you come to that place of inviting Christ into your life? If you haven't, why not do that tonight? What a beautiful night to commemorate all that we've seen and heard and celebrated by inviting Christ into your life. We're going to take a moment and we're going to pray. And I want to invite you in the quietness of this time to reach out to invite Jesus Christ into your life. You might say, I don't quite know if I understand all of it. You don't have to understand all of it, but what you do have to understand and believe is that Jesus Christ came and died in our place, and then he rose again for our justification, for our eternal life. And you have to invite him in. Each of us has to invite him in personally into our lives. Before we pray, though, there's a short video that kind of summarizes all of this, puts it perhaps in better words than I can say. So sit back and just enjoy this couple-minute video. ask you the question again. Have you invited Christ into your life? Have you received God's Christmas gift that he has for you? I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads and pray. And in a moment, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And if you have never prayed and asked Jesus Christ into your life, then I want to invite you to do this. And again, as I said, perhaps you don't fully understand this, but if you will take a step towards God, he will take 10 steps towards you. If you'll open your heart, he'll begin a miracle in your life. He will come in and reveal himself to you as the risen Lord. So I'm going to invite all of us to pray this prayer after me. If you'll repeat this prayer, if you'll pray it out of your heart, then God will begin a miracle in your life. We're going to all pray it together. We're not trying to embarrass anyone. So would you all pray this prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me and sending your Son Jesus to be my Savior and my Lord. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life. Forgive my sins and give me new life. I may not understand it all, but you begin a miracle in my life. I'm going to walk with you and serve you all of my days. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you for this beautiful, special time. I thank you that we have celebrated in various ways all that you have done for us in Christ through Christmas. I pray that each of us will have a wonderful celebration of Christmas together. We thank you especially for your precious, precious gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. And we pray all of these things in his precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. In a moment, our ushers are coming and they're going to distribute the candles, and we'll stand and sing together the traditional hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night. Gentlemen, if you'll come, and if we begin to run short of the candles, please make sure the children around us, the young children around us, get the candles first, okay? Come on, gentlemen, bring them on up. Thank you.